All right, that was a new one. That was called Take Flight. This next song is called Devil's Due, and it's a little bit slower. How's it going? We are Gretchen and the Pickpockets. We've been playing for you the past 20 minutes or so. We originally met at UNH, the University of New Hampshire. Ryan, to my right, actually goes to Tufts, or graduated, or is about to graduate. Ryan lives a mysterious life, so. Not sure, but he is studying trumpet here, and composition, and yeah, going to grad school. This next song is called Let Me Do My Thing. Says it's been about a minute since you put me on the shelf, and I'm about to jump down and try not to hurt myself, 'cause I've been in it for way too long, yeah. And you can see what you're doing to me, and even do me wrong. I'm about done with you, and I'ma tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get right, get loose. These things that I need to do, I don't love ya, that's true, and you're hoping that I just won't do. This next song is called Swimming in the Sea. This is one of our old songs. It's off our first LP called Gretchen and the Pickpockets. We also have an EP that was released in 2015 called Anachronic. We've played some of those songs tonight too. And we're coming out hopefully next year early with a new brand new album, LP. We're recording this fall, so we're really excited about that. We're choosing the songs we want to play on the album and super excited. And thanks for everyone who's listening tonight, giving us a listen in their little interwaves on this Wednesday night. It's Wednesday. All right, this next song is called Swimming in the Sea.
Thank you. forget the rest. Oh, but it was good. Yeah, well, honey, I'm saying it's all I need is to be understood. Well, I might not be what you wanted me to be, oh, but if you wanna talk, you can find me swimming in the sea.
Swimming.
Baby, I figured out another way to say what I wanted to say. I put it in a song and it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, but I forget the rest.
Alright, that was Swimming in the Sea. We are Gretchen in the Pickpockets. We've got Tom over on the drums. We've got Ryan to my right playing trumpet and guitar. We've got Richie to my left playing guitar. And we're missing my amazing older brother Mike tonight. But that's okay. We've still got the GMP swag, or whatever you call it. Alright, this is our last song. It is unnamed. It's called Currently a Riff Song. Thanks for listening. We are Gretchen and the Pickpockets. To get inside, oh my love, was just a little too much. Oh yeah, well yeah, see, it has been a while since you came around, and I feel, yeah, a bit. Thanks for listening. We are Gretchen and the Pickpockets.
And thank you, Gretchen and the Pickpockets. I'll chat with them in a little bit. But in the meantime, this artist just released a music video for this song. Here you go. 91.5 WMFO.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, Houston, we still going to the gym tomorrow?
No, I can't. I got this new workout I'm doing.
A new workout? What are you doing, the kettlebells?
No.
What are you doing, Pilates?
No.
Well, what are you doing?
Yoga.
What? Yoga? What are you doing that for?
Two words for you. Yoga pants.
When you walk through the door, you must have just come from class. The mat's still on your back, and your heart's still beating fast. I'm playing it cool, trying hard not to stare. What you got on's the next best thing to being fair.
Don't need no fancy threads, nothing too high class. Just something sexy, stretchy, smooth, you can take off real fast. Instead of going out, we might just change our plans. Honey, when you wear, honey, when you wear them yoga pants.
Show off that new dress, but you know them yoga pants are the look that I like best.
Woo! Don't need no fancy threads, nothing too high class. Just something sexy, stretchy, smooth, you can take off real fast. Try to look away, but you know I can't. Honey, when you wear, honey, when you wear them yoga pants. My God, you're looking good. Give your downward dog a bone. Mama, stay with me tonight. Cause the way you wear them yoga pants, I'll rock your chakras all night. Don't need no fancy threads, but they're too high class. Just something sexy, stretchy, smooth, you can take off real fast. I love the way your cinnabons do that little dance. Honey, when you wear, honey, when you wear them yoga pants. Them yoga pants. Them yoga pants. Them yoga pants. Oh.
91.5 WMFO. That is the Houston Bernard Band with Yoga Pants. Just because I wanted to play a song called Yoga Pants. And we have some pickpockets in here. Mm-hmm. Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Gretchen and the pickpockets are in the studio now. So how was it? How did it feel in there playing?
Good. Nice temperature in that room.
Oh, yeah. Great room.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we weren't going to go there, but... So like you said in your performance, you're doing old stuff, new stuff, and, well, current stuff, mm-hmm. and then new stuff that you're going to be recording in the fall.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, now that you don't have instruments in hand and yeah. ready to play the next song?
So we are planning on... recording a full LP this fall. We haven't had to set the dates, probably around October.
Okay.
So we've just been writing the past couple months, and for the next couple months we're going to keep writing, and we're making demos, and I guess we're just trying to pick around like 20 songs. We can pick our favorite 10. So that's kind of our process right now, and we're even considering like bringing back old songs that we didn't think were done justice.
Not a lot of artists do that, though. Like, yeah. bring back old tunes and...
Yeah, I guess how...
Like, oh, this version's better now.
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, for us, I personally think we were really bad. So,
yeah.
I think a lot of our songs we can play a little bit better now after, you know, going to school and just learning and experience. And I think, you know, maybe everyone in New Hampshire or people in Boston have heard old songs.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, people in Missouri, like, have they heard an old song, you know?
That is true.
It could be the first time they're hearing something. So that's kind of our philosophy. We don't know what we're going to do yet, though.
Well, I was listening in here and roaming around the halls of WMFO. I noticed that your performance, at least here, had a lot of ups and downs and lots of things like that. When performing live, do you feel like there's a different kind of vibe as opposed to performing live on the radio?
Yeah, there's definitely a pressure when you're in clubs and bars to play, you know, all these upbeat, happy, go lucky songs, and we've dealt with that over the years, and I think we've come to the point where we just don't care and we just kind of play what we want to play, and if they like it then they'll listen, even if it's quiet or loud. And I think it's a really cool experience when you're at like a bar and people are actually listening to your slow songs and they're like, wow, that was great, when they usually would be
that is drunk. A feat.
Yeah.
Not
every bar is like this, but there are a few where it's like,
to get people to really pay attention to the slower material.
Yeah.
Have you had is there a particular show that sticks out in your mind in recent years or what have you? I'm a big fan of road stories, so that's why I'm asking.
We have a lot of funny road stories. I guess we play a lot of shows, I think, as a band. I mean, I don't think a lot compared to other bands, but I think as like a band, we play a lot. All our weekends are pretty full.
Mm-hmm.
And I think shows that stand out change, and they're different for everyone. Like, I could have an amazing show, and Richie was like, man, that was horrible. And then I could be like, man, that was horrible. And Ryan's like, man, I killed that. So it's kind of like,
sounds just like him.
Everyone's probably gonna give you a different answer about shows that stand out.
I mean, there are three other people in the room.
Yeah, they're waiting to talk.
So I would love to hear a particular show that stood out and like what happened that sticks out in your mind.
I got a funny one.
Okay.
So we were playing this one show. I'm not gonna name names for sake of wanting connections. But
wow, all right.
No, so we were playing at this one club and it was one of the opposite nights where we were trying to play our material and no one was listening. People were screaming at us to play like Bon Jovi or things that don't play.
Yeah.
So people were going up on stage like, too and trying to play our instruments. Yeah. Seriously, like somebody went on stage and tried to play his trumpet while we went for like a bathroom break.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
Yeah, man.
I was like, don't.
Was that was that a night that you were like doing multiple sets?
Yeah, it was like a 3-set night. And so on the third set, we got to swimming in the sea and I was like, you know, whatever, I'm going to have fun. And I stood on top of my amplifier. I haven't done that before. Probably won't do it again. It was super silly. I felt like,
forgot about that.
Yeah, man. I finally achieved my punk rock dreams.
There you go. How about the other two?
Well, you were just talking about, you know, sometimes if we play slower songs, some folks might not be into it. I remember one time we were playing at this place, and we tried to play.
Wow, we have bad stories.
Yeah, well, no, it's like,
you probably wanted positive. Well, you know,
I can see all of the statement redacted error areas of your story, but go on.
And, you know, we were just playing our set, like, and there's this one person in the front near the stage, and there was like sort of a break in the middle of a song, and we just hear her go, "What is this freaking jazz night?"
Wow.
Like, all right. So we just always remember
that. I'm assuming the expletive is there in place.
What is jazz night? It.
I'm pretty sure we were playing "When Cries Mary" too. Was like jazz too.
Wow. How about you?
Man, I like, we played a few shows now with a full horn section.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's our MO in the future, to have like a bunch of horns behind us, mm-hmm. to have that full sound that we're looking for. And the first time that we had tried it was at the Granite State Music Festival, and it was just a blast. So definitely that stood out to me, because that's like where I'd like to be, playing behind a bunch of horns. But
Tommy's positive to the end.
Yeah.
What?
We don't mean to be a downer.
No. I mean the crazy shows stick out too. I mean, is there a show that you felt just like everything was firing on all cylinders and everyone was into it? And you can actually, Give me a show that you can name names.
I thought it was cool. We played the Lizard Lounge like probably a month ago. Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought that was really cool because a lot of local band members showed up. Like there was like five or like six different people in the audience who were from like bands that we've played with.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really cool, like bands supporting other bands, because usually bands have shows.
The Lizard is really good for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you know, it was... They weren't even like being like, hey, we're coming. Like they just showed up and that was really cool.
Mm.
And so I think that had like really, like that night had a lot of positive energy in that room. Mm.
You just finished the gig and you're like, I'm ready for the next one. Let's do this.
Yeah. And I kind of feel like those shows are like come and go and then you think that's an awesome show and then you have a better, more awesome show and then kind of raises the standards. And
okay. Well, that's good. What shows do you have coming up?
So on Saturday we were in Rhode Island at the Knickerbocker, and we're actually kind of all over the place this month. Next Thursday and Friday we're in Vermont at the Skinny Pancake, and then the next day we're at a festival called Bone Fest.
Okay,
I'm not sure what town it's in, but it's a little outside of Burlington. Then
Mass or Vermont?
Vermont. Okay. So we're in Vermont for 2 days. And then we come home and we're opening up for Houndmouth in Portsmouth. So we're super excited about that. It's probably the biggest, it definitely is the biggest person we've ever played with.
Yeah.
So we're there. Oh, and we're at a local show, Berkeley 939, Cafe 939. Yep. We're there. And then the last weekend in August, we have 4 shows in New York City and Brooklyn. So
dang.
Brooklyn, Manhattan.
You guys are busy this month.
Yeah, it's a busy month.
This is the must get the money together to record our album tour, or what?
I don't think we're gonna be making much money, you know, from all these shows. But it's more like
you're gonna make tons of money at all these shows.
Tons of money. That's what I think musicians. It's more just trying to spread our message further than New Hampshire and Mass, and trying to like get it out to more of New England. That's our goal.
Your message.
Our music.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I was listening, I'm like, and you say our message. I'm wondering if there was like some underlying theme going on.
It could be, I guess, if you read between the lines.
You got to figure it out, man.
Yeah.
Oh, don't. I'm just a radio DJ. Come on. Seriously. You're asking a lot of me. But anyhow. I totally forgot my next question. I really forgot my next question.
Because you're trying to figure out the
message. Is there any show that
I am trying to figure out the message.
Is there any show that stands out for you?
You mean listening in in
like
Studio D?
One of your shows that you've put on.
I have not put on a show.
Like
in,
this. This is like a show.
Oh. I can't take credit for this one. This is producer Joel Simkiss's baby. And I'm just a cog in the machine, if you will. But I enjoy every minute of it. I love seeing bands performing in Studio D. And there's just something about just everyone in that room. And I mean, it's probably about the size of a stage for the most part. But you're all facing each other as opposed to, you know, having amplifiers blasting at you. And yeah, there have been several performances. I'm like, I'm sitting in here, no one can see it, but there are speakers up behind you, and I could turn the volume all the way up and just feel it, and I can't believe it's actually being performed live as opposed to being on a record. And that's And attest to a well-rehearsed band and all of that. So, you know, I'm totally dodging your question, but...
It's cool, man. Everyone does it.
I mean, I've been with the show for many years, and there's a couple of others that have been here for even longer than I have. It's been almost... 5-6 years for me. Jeez. On this particular show. Yeah, so nice. just listening to all the performances. And I mean, and we have a double live compilation that we put out about 2 years ago. And maybe you'll be on the next one. You never know.
Yep.
It can happen. But awesome. But yeah, just it just it hearing all of these being performed, just it almost feels like it's just for you, you know, almost like a private performance, but it's broadcast on the internet and everywhere in the greater Boston, Cambridge area. So anyway, all right. How's that for an answer?
That's a good answer.
That's all I answer, man.
All right. Well, I'll let you break down your equipments and all of that. Sounds Thank good. You, Gretchen and the Pickpockets.
Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Us.
Thank you, man.
And by the way, I'm holding onto my wallet in case you live up to your name. But anyway, thank you guys so much for coming in. And I'll let you break all your stuff down and enjoy the rest of your evening, you know, the last 17 minutes of it, because then it's tomorrow. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, man.
All right. Here is Diablo Gato, 91.5 WMFO.
I my soul, well, I would sell it. And if you told a secret, girl, now I would tell it. Yeah, and if we're the only two, I'd spill my seed. Man, God, survival is just something I don't need. And I'll be there for spend my days with you. Yeah, walk the lefty path to go without you. Well, I got hell on my mind and I am leaving you behind. Well, I'll be damned for I'm with you.
WMFO. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Adapter off their brand new record Redeemer. That was I'll Be Damned. You can catch Adapter this Saturday from 7 to 9 when they appear on the Dweezil Show, which happens to be hosted by me. Yeah. Anyway, yes, you can catch them this coming Saturday right here on 91.5 WMFO. Before that, I had Philosophical Zombie with Savage Mercy and Diablo Gato with El Matador from the debut record that came out last year. That brings an end to On the Town with Mikey D this week. Pam will be here next week. More live music, more recorded music. Music, 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 music. We love Boston and New England music. You can go to onthetownwithmikeyd.com to get the address where you can submit music, and we love to hear new music. Anyway, speaking of new music, I just got this new CD in from the Grand Undoing. Brand new record, Sparks Rain Down from the Lights of Love, and I'm going to play a track from there to close out my time this week. But I will see you Saturday, 7 to 9, right here, 91.5 WMFO. The song is called Sing Yourself Home. See you next week.